Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boats by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Gospel of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Today the gospel in a certain sense, when the disciples came back, they were tired, and Jesus invited them to go to a deserted place. That's a kind of retreat. But upon seeing so many people coming on the shore, because Jesus arrived at the boat much later than the people come to the shore. But Jesus moved and taught them again. You can imagine, I think Jesus also hungry, tired, but for the love of people, he started to teach again. It's a very good example for us. We say first thing first. First thing for that time is to preach. That's how Jesus gave us the wisdom, how to discern what's the best for every present moment. At times we may say it's time to rest, but if something very urgent, perhaps the will of God, we have to do what we are supposed to do. Jesus is always ready to help, give a helping hand, ready to listen. Ask Jesus to give us this grace, moment by moment, to do what's important, to listen, to give a helping hand, and to pray also for this grace that we have always doing well, the will of God, each one of us, for every present moment.